Te Alofa Lava, Oloingoa, or Amy Mesa-Miller. My name is Amy Mesa-Miller, and welcome to the Samoan Scientist Podcast. This episode, this is like my first episode in a while, so I just wanted to come in and say who I am and what I'm about. And so I'm a New Zealand-born Samoan woman, born and raised in Auckland, raised with a lot of animals. And as you can hear, my dog is in the background. And I was going to stop and not record, but he's just not going to stop barking. Because there's like possums and like deers outside of our house. And he guards the house. And so I'm just going to let him do what he needs to do. So born and raised in Auckland here in New Zealand. From birth, I was adopted into a Balangi family. So I was adopted by my mum, my nana and my dad. And raised as an only child. My Samoan mum, she's from Samoa and the village called Sapapali'i in the big island called Sava'i. And my dad is from the small island Monono. So the island Monono has no roads on it. You can walk around it like I think in an hour or like half an hour. And so it's like a really, really small island. I started this podcast because I wanted to share stories from other Māori and Pacifica who are in the science, technology, engineering, arts and maths, and mathematics. And what I found is that through my journey, through my master's and now doing my PhD, there are actually so many Māori and Pacifica within the STEM industry. But when I was at high school, like I never knew of anyone. And so I wanted to be that source for those students in high school that are thinking of science or thinking of being in STEM and wondering what it's really like. And so this podcast was to elevate those Māori and Pacifica who are in STEM, share their stories and share their knowledge so that the next generation coming through have a clearer path of what it's like to be in science. Again, like here in 2023, I can't remember the last episode I did, but it was like years ago. I still want to keep that purpose and share more inspiring stories about a Māori and Pacifica in STEM. Bit of background about me. So I have a master's in biological sciences. My master's was done on galo, so taro, specifically the taro leaf blight disease, which is called linga. And so I was really fortunate to use my knowledge from my master's to then apply that and work in Samoa for 2 years, where we explored the export pathway of fresh galo from Samoa to Australia. So they wanted to export, Samoa wanted to export fresh galo from Samoa to Australia because a lot of our brothers and Samoan brothers and sisters are in Australia who want the fresh galo. And so as scientists, we had to explore whether or not the taro leaf blight disease could survive on the galo. And so as researchers, we conducted experiments on galo, mimicked shipping conditions. And so that project basically was the foundation for what they're doing now, which is looking at the capability of the galo farmers to provide enough galo and providing different techniques and treatments to make sure that the linga does not survive on the taro when it's shipped from Samoa to Australia. So fast forward like 4 years later, I'm now back in New Zealand and I'm doing my PhD, which is researching the Samoan traditional diet to see if it can prevent the onset of type 2 diabetes in Samoan women here in New Zealand. So I'm currently in my second year and doing a lot of data collection and currently recruiting Samoan women here in New Zealand. And again, like during my journey in my PhD, I've been in the university system for like 7 years, there are not many Māori and or Pacifica people. And so really this platform is to share our knowledge and share our to share our knowledge with the next generation. What I'm wanting from you guys is that what else do you want to hear? Do you want to hear about like study tips? Do you want to hear about what it looks like in my day in terms of like data collection and study? Do you want help with like career advice? Or just like, I'm really open to whatever you want to know more of, because ultimately this podcast is for you, this platform was for you, and I really want to provide as much knowledge as I can so that you can make a career decision. Like, you could see my day to day and be like, that's like horrible, I could not picture myself doing it, and I would be so grateful for that, because it's like, okay, now you know what you don't like, now go and explore what you think you may like. Or you may be the opposite, you're like, okay, I could do this like every day, like I really like this. And then you could, the next stage would be getting in contact, and then going getting in contact with my other people within science and exploring the different areas. So like I said, this is really your platform to see if you could see yourself in STEM or definitely not see yourself in STEM. It's really it's like saving a lot of time and a lot of money. Like, I know a lot of people go through a degree, like 3 years of study, and they're like, nah, I hate this, like I don't want to do this anymore. So I want to save your money, save your time, and by just having this platform for you. So let me know what else you want to see. Bye.